Friday, September the 24th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, Evergrande keeps investors guessing and Trump's former staff subpoenaed. First, the world in brief. Evergrande, a teetering Chinese property behemoth, kept silent on whether it had met a deadline to pay interest on its dollar-denominated debt, which passed on Thursday. It may be weeks before it reveals how and if it intends to honour its obligations. The potential collapse of the firm, which is $305 billion in debt, has sent shivers through markets and could yet rattle China's financial stability. A committee formed by America's House of Representatives to investigate the riot in the Capitol on January 6th issued subpoenas to four of then-President Donald Trump's closest staff. They include Steve Bannon, once Mr. Trump's consigliere. This week, Mr. Bannon confirmed that he and the president had discussed ways to, quote, kill the incoming administration. The subpoenaed men must sit for depositions next month. The European Commission proposed requiring that all mobile phones, tablets, and other portable devices sold in the bloc be charged with a common port to limit electronic waste. USB-C connectors, already common among Android devices, would be the standard, a setback to Apple, whose iPhones have a different port. If approved by the European Parliament, the rule would probably take effect in 2024. Carlos Puigdemont, a former leading light of Catalonia's independence movement, was arrested in Italy. Mr. Puigdemont fled Spain after he helped to organise an illegal referendum on Catalonian secession in 2017. Italy must now decide whether to extradite him to face charges and, potentially, a lengthy jail term. Belgium, where he had been sheltering, refused Spain's extradition request in 2018. Ukraine's parliament passed a law to limit the influence of oligarchs. It would ban them from holding public office and financing political parties. An oligarch, as defined by the law, runs a business monopoly or has a net worth of at least $89 million. The move comes after an attempted assassination of an aide to President Volodymyr Zelensky. Officials suspect it was in response to this legislation. Leaders from the Czech Republic, Hungary, Poland, Serbia and Slovenia signed a joint statement arguing that immigration ought not be relied upon to solve their country's demographic problems. They said increasing the number of European-born children was, quote, essential to protect Christian culture. The average birth rate in Central Europe and Baltic countries was just 1.6 in 2019. America's special envoy to Haiti resigned in protest over the Biden administration's large-scale deportation of Haitian migrants, calling it, quote, inhumane. Of the thousands who have sought entry through Texas in recent days, many have been intercepted and flown back to Haiti without the chance to apply for asylum. Photos of mounted Border Patrol agents running down desperate Haitians drew heavy criticism. And fact of the day. 78. The number of times America's Congress has raised the debt limit since 1960, increasing the debt ceiling lest the government pay bills racked up under previous administrations.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.